and half of the meat is underwater, that's already considered to be mavushal. So it could be that's why Chazal put the zecher, the koyre, at the beginning of the yom, not at the adavka, to make the distinction from the korban itself. And it could be that the zecher of the Hillel is to bring together the matzah and the morer. Davke, the matzah, and it could be that there's a musar haskel that the Baal HaGadah is not only a zecher, but it's, since we cannot be mekayim the korban, it's parenthetically, that's a very important horror, that there are two times in the year when we say, when the Nusach is to say Lashon HaBo B'Yerushalayim. Were the two times in the part of the Nusach of Davening? Leil Yom Kippur and Leil Seder. So however the Pshat is, that when you finish the Seder, and when you finish the Yom Kippur Davening, so you stop for a moment and you say, Ikir Choser Mena Seder. Right? He had a whole night, he had a whole day of Yom Kippur. But the Ikir, the Avodas Hayoim, it's not there. You have the whole Seder. But the Ikir is the Korban Pesach. So it's a moment of Hisrashlus. A moment at the very end. When it's a moment of Tsar and of Daigah. So the Baal HaGadah wants to, I believe, that by introducing Korach at the beginning, which is would not be its best place, Alpidin, would be because when we're Mekayim the mitzvah of matzah, and when we're Mekayim the mitzvah of morer, so the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to, not the Ribbono Shel Olam, Baal HaGadah, and in mind that we should keep in mind matzah and morer together. What's Hezra Adover? You can explain it in a number of ways. To explain that every geul, every pidyon has a measure of morer as well. The Mefarshim explained when Yaakov Avinu blimps away from the fight with the Malach, so he limped away. So he did take a hit in Golus. I was wondering several years ago whether there's an important yesod over here by wrapping the matzah and morah together. There is a Ramah that says that one can't have moror erev Pesach in order to build up the excitement for moror. Because we don't have matzah erev Pesach, some don't have matzah ever since Purim. Some don't have matzah from Chodesh Nisan. But we don't have matzah by Alpidin, the mission of Pesachim. We can't have matzah erev Pesach. So why? To build up the excitement of matzah. So the Rambam says that there's a minug not to have morer erev Pesach item. Not of lettuce, not of salad erev Pesach. What's pshat? Why are you building up excitement of the morer? Morer is the merirus. So that's one should. If the merirus is real merirus, so when should be looking forward to it. So I thought that this Ramah is suggesting that Leil Seder, he's suggesting an idea the ideal and probably the most difficult part of Leil Seder, one of the most difficult parts, is to appreciate the merirus of Shiva Mitzrayim. And by being Korach, Matz, and Morah together, so there's a Musar that we have to come to appreciate the Merirus of Mitzrayim as well. Hezra Adover is that the night is framed by the Inyan of Akoras HaTov. We've often explained, the Rav explained, that the Iker Mitzvah of Sibut Yis Mitzrayim is Akoras HaTov. How did the Rav come to this conclusion? The Rav pointed out, if you look in the Sefer of Mitzvahs, in the Mitzvah of Sipis Yisrael, it says, L'shavchoi, L'haloloi. I think he says, L'hoidei Sloi. But then the Rav pointed out, and then I found this also, if Yerucham had a similar idea, that why is the core of the Sipis Yisrael told through Arami Obed Ovi? Why is it told through the drushes of the kriyas, the mitzvah kriya of the mitzvah of havos bikurim? So the Rav would point out that if you look in the sefer of mitzvahs of the Rambam on the mitzvah of kriyas bikurim, so there it says the mitzvah to give out koras atov to Kadosh Baruch Hu when you bring the bikurim. So the Rav explained that Chazal said, look, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us the nusach of Hakaras HaTov. So because Baruch Hu gave us the nusach, so why do we have to make our own nusach? Right? For most Siddurim, I don't think it's a new thing, for most Siddurim, Rami Avi Rabbi is the toughest part of the Seder to make interesting. But it's the core of the Sibur Tis Mitzrayim. We would not have designed the Sefer Yisrael to be around the Rami Avi. That's the last thing we would have done, to take a few psukim, to darshan, and to compare them. But that's what the Baal said to determine. That's what the Tanoim said. The Iker Sefer is via these psukim. Why is that? The Rav said, because since the principle Yisod of Sefer Yisrael is a Koras HaTov, and Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a text of a Koras HaTov for Yetzias Mitzrayim, so use a Kadosh Baruch Hu's text. You gotta make up your own text. And you can, it's not hard to see the idea of a Koras HaTov becoming an important element of the Sefer of the evening. But, Lani is Daiti, the hardest part of the theme of a Koras HaTov, if you want, we can expand that idea. It's often discussed. The hardest part of actualizing is the feeling, it does not get expressed that much in the Seder, is what can be makir tov for being redeemed. But we were put into the Shiva to begin with. So it's very hard on these deities. There's overwhelming evidence of issues of a Koras HaTov. The Shiva begins. How does the Shiva begin? No, what's the first possible of the Shiva? What would you say? Was that? Was that? Vayoka Melech Hodosh, even before Al Mitzrayim, it's the Nevuah. Asher lo yodas Yosef. Was the Shalyar Yosef? He didn't realize Yosef had saved them. So the Shibud begins with an expression that's what the Torah pointing at. Asher lo yodas Yosef. Ravan spells it out, but it's Pshat Chumash. Vayoka Melech Hodosh Al Mitzrayim. Asher lo yadas Yosef, but he didn't know that Yosef was powerful. He didn't know that Yosef saved Mitzrayim. According to Ramban, the Jews had a privileged status in Mitzrayim. According to Ramban, the Mitzrayim would not act against the Jews because the Jews saved Mitzrayim. And when Paro came up with his first plan, the Mitzrayim didn't accept it. That's what the Ramban explains. Ramban explains that the next posuk, "Vayomer alamo heine amnei Yisrael robotsim imenu," he's beginning to instill fear in the Mitzrayim because he has to somehow work away. He has to diminish the sense of privilege and of gratitude that the Mitzrayim extended to the Jews. There's a fascinating medrash. that says it begins with Asher lo yodes Yosef, and it ends with V'lo yodes Hashem. Right, that's what Parva says. And the and then there's another medrash of Solomon points out is that the proof text for Mitchila Ovde Avrodoyo Veseinu. What's the proof text for that? Mitchila Ovde Avrodoyo Veseinu. So we quote our pasuk in Yeshua, the very last parak of Yeshua. Begin the last parak of Yeshua. V'yom Yeshua kol am. Koyemar Hashem lekei Yisrael be'ever hanor Yoshu aviseichem me'olam terach avi Avram v'minochar v'yav dulim acherim v'ekech esavichem es Avram be'ever hanor v'olach oso v'chol eretz v'knon v'arbeh zahar v'ten los Yitzchak, and so on. So why do we bring, why is Yeshua's last speech the proof text for that we were over the Avodah Zarah? And why is that the proof text for, and I chose the Avistik and Yaakov, and Vetin is Yaakov, Yes Esav, and the Gezer Arseir. So the Rav Solomon makes this comment, Tzio Solomon, he says, because that parak, it's really, it quotes a medrash, the medrash that says that that parak is Yoshua be concerned that the Jews will revert back to Avodah Zarah. So he begins by saying, this is where we come from. And he goes on to say, we don't quote the whole parak, he goes on to say, the detail of Avias Chemelez Hamori, talks about Bilam, Lo Avisi Lishmo Le Bilam, Beivarech, Baruch Eschem Atzel Eschem Yodoy, Tarbusa Yardin, he came to Yericho, Eshlach Lefnechem Zetzira. It goes on to detail from Terach until where they are. V'ata, and he says at the very end, Yeru es Hashem v'yivdu also b'stamim u'v'emes. V'siru es Elohim asher ovdu avisechem v'eivra nor u'mitzroim v'yivdu es Hashem. Again, the last pasuk, what's he building up to? Have fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yivdu also b'stamim u'v'emes. Hasiru es Elohim and get rid of the Avodah Zarah Asher Ovdu Aveisechem, that your forefather is served Be'evra Nor Ve'ivdu Es Hashem. And then he says Ve'imra Be'nechem Avodas Hashem Bacharu Lachem Hayom Es Misa Avdun Im Es Elohim Asher Ovdu Aveisechem Asher Ovdu Nor Ve'im Es Elohim Mori Asher Atem Yishvim Ba'artzechem Ba'nochi Ve'si Navod Es Hashem. So what's the, what is the climax of this old Russia? The first pasuk, the first few psukim that we quote, the beginning of Yeshua's last speech. Where is he going to? The last pasuk of his speech is, make a decision. If it's either or, either Ribbono Shel Olam or Avodah Zarah. And if it's about, if it is Bacharu Lachem, es mi savdun, you have to choose. And he says, Vanochi uveisi, na avodas Hashem. Yeshua says, we're choosing the Ribbono Shel Olam. What are the answer? Why? And they repeat so much of the a synopsis of the history. So it sounds like from the parsha, Yeshua is priming the Jews to feel a sense of a karas hatov. That's why he's telling them the story. They certainly respond that way. You could question as to what was the motive of Yeshua's speech, but he builds up to, you gotta make a decision. You cannot be pesach ashnei asifim anymore. That's what it sounds like. And then they respond by saying, I mean, how can we not serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Look what he's done for us. That's what the Chavis HaLomos points out, that HaKoros HaTov is a Machayim, is a Meshavid. HaKoros HaTov creates an obligation. Why do people, why is it part of human nature not to either not to feel uncomfortable in accepting favors from other people? And why is it human nature often to be defensive and not to express that one needs the help of somebody else? I would suggest, not being a psychologist, I would suggest that everybody understands that accepting a favor develops a quid pro quo. That is a mishabed, is a mechayev. Evan loyvel ish malva. You borrow money, not paying any ribbis. Evan loyvel ish malva. You become obligated. So the nature of people is not to have obligations. But life is easier without having obligation, without having to negotiate obligation. So it's easier for us. Because Baruch Hu says, "Parker." Because Baruch Hu says, "You're right." That's how I created people. But I created a world, Olam Chesed Yibana, where that will create relationships, and that's closer to the emes of how life is. People are not. Cannot function as islands. People do need other people. So the Baruch Hu says, I created the people this way. So it's better to have people who take care of each other and forge relationships and create chiyuvim and shivudim. And that's in my world to work that way, as opposed to people trying to always duck away. Right. Again, there's everything has to be done within measures. So people have a measure of independence and don't become matriach other people. So it's always a measure. But coming back to the Yisodos of Emunah, so the Chavos HaLevavos says that human nature is such that a course of Tov is a Machayev and a Meshavet. It creates obligation. That's what Baruch Hu wanted. He wanted to create have a people who will feel obligated to their own shalom. That's probably Kavanah HaKigigas. So one of the Yesodos of Emunah is a Karas HaTov. It's one of the ways that people attach themselves to Emunah. It's one of the ways in which people connect to Emunah. Emunah could be cerebral. Emunah can be an emotional attachment, and Emunah can be a cerebral attachment. And it could be that one will study Tzius Mitzrayim, and one will come to an understanding of the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence and his involvement in this world. But how does one become attached to it? How does it become something personal? How does it relate to me? So if I have a sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Baruch Hu does something for me, or I recognize it, so then the emes is not maintained, it's not a distant emes, it's not a philosophical truth in of itself, but it's a philosophical truth that I connect with. So that's why the night of Tzius Mitzrayim, the night of the Seder, begins with one of the core elements is the expression of a Karas HaTov. Because concomitant with developing ideas of Emunah, if they're not attached to Karas HaTov, they're distant. But if they're attached to Karas HaTov, then it connects a person to these ideas of Emunah. So that's the Solomon suggests the following. I think I mentioned this last year. He suggests that in the first three makos, so a Karas HaTov was one of the messages that Baruch Hu sent through the Mako. Like Dom Tzvei Kinem, the Moshe Rabbeinu did not begin the Mako. That was a moral Aaron Kachas and Matcha. So Rashi says, why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu could not hit the water saved him, and he couldn't hit the water that created the Tzvadei for the same reason. He couldn't hit the earth because the earth saved, it tried to save him after he killed the Mitzri, even though it wasn't successful in saving him. Solomon says, because Baruch Hu created a Makkah in such a way that Moshe Rabbeinu would have to defer to Aaron to hit the land. Kadosh Baruch Hu could have done the makas in other ways. It seems like Kadosh Baruch Hu created the makas and davka in such a way that the first three makas will express this musr. Amakor Satov. So we're pointing out that the Baal HaGadah Davka chose the speech of Yeshua. So we don't do the whole speech. And maybe one time Jews knew Tanakh much better. So they began the Perek. They don't know Perek. Maybe, I'm not sure. So the Baal HaGadah chose the Perek where Yeshua creates his chayivus to Akoras HaTov. And the Jews pick up on it. They respond that way. So that's a theme that carries through the evening. The Kofi Tov began the Shivut. Akoras HaTov begins the Makos. Akoras HaTov is a Meshabit, is a Mechayiv. So a night of Amunah, if the night is going to accomplish increased Amunah, it should also increase a sense of Akoras HaTov. In fact, that could be shot in the Rambam. When the Rambam says Chayim Odom Lahar Osas Asmachil Yosef Mitzrayim, V'chol Dor V'dor Chayim Odom Lahar Osas Asmachil Yosef Mitzrayim Kehilu Hu V'atzmo Yotza Atov V'shiv Mitzrayim Shenema V'sonu Atzim Misham. So of course, this is such a difficult a mitzvah, and to imagine that this is a mitzvah deraisa. So many mefarshim point out that the Rambam writes the har os itself. You have to show as if you have to try. You don't have to really feel. You have to do the acts. But I think it's important to point out as well that he says at the end, "V'zacharta ki eved ha'yisa kileimar ki ilu atav atzmecha yisa eved v'yitzos lecheres v'nivdes." Rambam does not say, "V'zachar you should kileimar ki ilu atav as if you yourself were an eved in Mitzrayim and you were free." Chayiv onim laharis is atzmoi. One has to do the acts as if one left Mitzrayim. I asked about a Seba yesterday. If I left Mitzrayim, I would celebrate with a Seba. Right now, I would not celebrate with a Seba. But if I left Mitzrayim, I would celebrate with a Seba. And if I left Mitzrayim, I would have matzahs with me. So we do various acts. I would drink wine, I would celebrate, have a party. So we do various acts that are laharis es asma kilu hui batzahs Mitzrayim. Right, there's no chiyuv to feel as Yosef Mitzrayim. That would be very, very difficult. Maybe Gedolei tremendous Bali Hergish. Maybe tremendous Bali Nefesh. But Lachora, the mitzvahs for Klal Yisrael, a mitzvah they rise is not just for Chidei School of Lachora. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Lahar, you do the acts keilu Yosef Mitzrayim." But what's the obligation? Ke'ilu atah ba'atzmacha ha'yisa eved. Think for a moment. Ve'ilu atzionu elokeinu yavseinu me'eretz Yisrael hare'onu v'neinu u'bneinu m'shibonu har Mitzrayim. Think about that. Aldov v'zeh kishroch v'tovah. Ke'ilu atah ba'atzmacha ha'yisa eved. Think about what it means to be an eved. And think about what it means to go l'cheirus. And I've even had another horror. That the Rambam does not say b'chol shana v'shana. Rambam says b'chol dor v'dor. B'chol shana v'shana v'shana every year. So apparently it means a person is supposed to think about in this door, how am I different in this door? Because Ki'ilu, how would I be different if I was an Eved? And I was just the Chemes. What does it mean in this door to be a Makir Tov to the Kadosh Baruch Hu? What does it mean in this door to be a Makir Tov to the Kadosh Baruch Hu? So those are important parts of the Seder. So, coming back to what Gal mentioned before, I said, Lani is Daiti, but the most difficult Nakud of all of this is to be Makir Tov for an event. Being Makir Tov of Baruch Hu taking us out of an event which he put us into. There was the Bris Ben Absorim. Right, so that I think is honestly, the person looks at it squarely. So we spend an evening being Makir Tov for Yitzias Mitzrayim, but Kadosh Baruch Hu's Shibud was promised as part of the Bris Ben Absorim. So, you know, we're fooling ourselves unless we deal with the Shibud also. No? So that might be one of the ideas by Matzah Sumara Yechlu, having it together, because one has to come to some appreciation of the need of the Merirus in order to really Mekayim the of course, the top of the evening. So that might be why the Baal HaSeder said, having matzah, the mitzvah of matzah, they rise. I miss it to have moro. But the Baal HaSeder said, now is a good time to do the zecher, matzah shemor yechlu, because there is an important musr in having matzah and moro together, to actually use the moro as part of the celebration. So if a person can reach this darga, so he'll actually be, he'll want to eat the moro with anticipation. So that's what the Ramah says, is a minog, not to have moro during the day. So the moro also, and it's that moment of appreciation of even the miriris. That's a very difficult lechayra. The way to work on this is a, Rav Salman makes the following ha'ara. He says that nothing is b'mikre. If the preparations for Pesach are very laborious, and if the preparations for Pesach will mean that that parents and mothers and wives are working very, very hard. This is so when a yeshiva bachur comes back from yeshiva, ben hazmanim, and the first thing he gets thrown into is helping his mother, helping his wife prepare for Pesach, he says, nothing's been mikre, because that becomes a way of exercising a karas hatov. To parents, and of course a tov to a spouse, to pick up and help get involved. So that is as an expression for a course. So that's part of the achanas for Leil Seder, to get into the frame of mind of a course of tov. So Lania's daiti, the avoda, is an avoda of a course of tov. There are sometimes people, you sometimes see people who are almost overly expressive of Hakaras HaTov. Sometimes you see people who great Talmid Chacham that every, you talk to them and Divrei Torah moves out. Sometimes you see Darshanim and you talk to them and go to the drushes. And you see people who know a lot of trivia, so there's certain people who are gushing with Hakaras HaTov. You come across it during life. But sometimes you'll see somebody, you'll meet somebody, and they'll remember every good thing you did to them. and they carry this across the Torah around with them. It's a tremendous midah. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants people who develop this element of a Koras HaTov. But l'chora the avoda has to go back to this one pasuk. Perek Dalin. Veschem lekach Hashem veitzi eschem bikur barzel mi mitzrayim liyosel am nachal kayem azeh. Right? This is the pasuk Devarim. Moshe Rabbeinu is discussing yitzias mitzrayim. Ki mi goy godol shaloy lekin kroy meilav tishma kegel mi goy godol chukum mishvotim. Pentash chitzon rasisim ayusav merizach petisa ina shemaima veschem lakach Hashem v'yisi eschem mikor barzel v'mitzroyim v'yosel am nachol keim azeh. Okay, that is Moshe Rabbeinu addressing this nakuda. I don't know of another pasuk where Moshe Rabbeinu addresses this. You're wondering how can one develop the midah of Koras HaTov for Yetzias Mitzrayim, but you really have to develop some measure of Koras HaTov for the Shiva Mitzrayim. So Chazal say in the pasuk, Zevach Tov Yechabdeneni. Zevach Tov Yechabdeneni. Som Derech B'Yesham Elokim. Person who brings a Korban Torah, many of the Darshanim and Parshas Tzav. The Medrash says, Zevach Tov Yechabdeneni. Person brings a korban toida, it gives me kovet. So the Gemara says it should be yechabdeni. The Gemara says yechabdeni kovet acher kovet. So many of the Darshanim say ksav sefer is often attributed to ksav sefer. That it means a person should somehow come to the akoros atov. It's a very difficult madrega of having appreciation even for the tzara, kovet acher kovet. Akoros atov for the Yeshua, and akoros atov for the tzara. It's very hard. Of course it's told for their refuah. And of course it's told for becoming sick. It's a huge madrega. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is developing over here. Of course it's told for the Korah Barzel, even for the Moro. That's a tremendous avodah l'chol. Nu, we use Daniel. What did we say before? That could be pshat in the Dayenu also. The Dayenu is a gushing expression of Akaras HaTov. Even in other words, it's a irrational form of Akaras HaTov, because so many of the steps in the Dayenu would not have been that significant if not for following steps. But that's like a vad. How does one develop a certain midah? So if you want to develop the Akaras HaTov, then you have to, you can't wait till the person does everything that you need. You have to be makir tov shlav shlav. But this is a tremendous avoda, I think. Come to a measure of Koras HaTov, even for the Korah Barzel. Somehow we had sigim with impurities that had to be worked out. apparently the impurities of Avodah Zarah. That's what it sounds like from Yeshua. So Rav pointed out a comment by Rav Yaakov Elisa. So Machlokes Rishonim. Rav Yaakov Elisa says that the Siva says that we had trouble getting rid of the of paganism from our bones. And the ride that he brings is when Yaakov Avinu says to his children after they leave the home of Laban and they're going into, it's even after the fight with the Malach, right before Shechem. They're about to go into Eretz Yisrael. V'yitnu, he says, V'yom elikim el Yaakov, the beginning of Perek Lamed Hey in Vayishlach. Kuma le Bezel v'shev shom v'asei shom izbech l'kela nirei lecha v'vorcha chom v'pnei esav achicha v'yor v'yakov al Bezel v'el asher kol asher imoy hasiro es Elohei anecha asher b'seichachem v'itaru v'achlifu es simlei seichem. Get rid of the Avodah Zarah. So look at the Rishonim. Many Rishonim say la'itochen. It could mean they took Avodah Zarah with them. Why would they take Avodah Zarah with them? Rashi says it's different pshatim. The Nesiva says, but the pasha seems to be that they had certain. They walked out. But Yidnu al Yaakov is kol Elohei anecha shebiyodem es and zomim asher bezneim. By Yitzman isom Yaakov tachas o eila asher im Shechem. He suggested we had that was the Korah Barzal. But it still requires a lot of machshav, a lot of thoughts. Why she would, why Amdus. The way that we're describing it, the Medrash says that we had to suffer from the lack of a Karas HaTov. See how far a Karas HaTov can, the lack of a Karas HaTov can take it. And then, we will then acquire a course of Tov to the extent that we will be Meshuv to Kadosh Baruch Hu, ad kedei kach that we won't have any tshuka for Avodah Zarah. That's one way of looking at the Korah Barzal. Every single day when we go to work in Tzurah, they can't believe they forgot what we did for them. Can't believe we're Yosef's children and we're building Pita and Ramses. So every day a person says, looking for a people with no gratitude. If a person goes to work every single day, so then one develops a deep sense of the importance of a Karas HaTov. Could be that's part of the Korah Barzal. But what has to come to, in order for a person to celebrate the Korah Barzal, then one has to have such a, this is very difficult for us, such a deep sense of appreciation of what it means to be Ovdei Hashem, to the extent that in your minds it justifies hundreds of years of Shiva, and losing family, losing children. That requires such a powerful tshuka for Avodas Hashem. Madragas. No, anything else you want to discuss about good.
What we said before about that, we should appreciate the fact that we were put into the sheep of God.
Yeah.
How is it that we were supposed to appreciate the sheep?
Somehow it's a Madraga. Someone has to get to this Nakuda where it's part of Chayiv Onli Rosas Atzmai. That is, where would I be right now if I would not be an Eved Hashem? what would my life look like? So I would think that most of us would be leading rather meaningless lives. Now, how would I make sense of things in my own life? So you begin with very personal, I think. Right? Kama Yesi Vashuka. How we say every single day, Ava Rava, Avton Hashem Lachem, Chemlo Gedele Visera Chamal Tolem. What's Pratt Chemlo? He had Rachmanas on us. So a person has to think, how would we even look at the challenges of life? I said, my yom would be different, my ambitions would be different, aspirations would be different, everything that I'm trying to aspire to accomplish, it's all because of Me'evan Hashem. Otherwise, I would be at drinking at 5 o'clock every afternoon, huh? A couple of college courses, and then there's to be a party. There'll be a whole different sort of chayim. Every day is a chemlog, you're dealing with Yisrael Chaval Toledo. I'm not saying that everybody who's not Jewish leads meaningless lives. But I'm saying that the vast majority, I would think, of people who are not tied in to some moral mission or moral compass, from our perspective, are leading lives that avoid meaningfulness. It's chemlog there, because Baruch Hu gave us, the Tachlis gave us. So that's where the Chazon begins. So, again, I don't know if we were tested and we were given the choice of Sheba and Mitzrayim and meaningful lives afterward, or non-Sheba, and I'm afraid what I would choose, right? So it's a difficult madrigal to get to have a chorus of tov for a Sheba of a previous door. Chai b'chol dor v'dor. You know, don't measure yourself. This door, the door of Tov Shin Ayin Hei. So a person is not tied in with a meaningful, with a mission, with a passion, aspirations, life would be so different. So that's part of the avoda. L'chayra, that's what the Torah is saying. So that's what this pasuk is. Or a barzel. That's what this person is addressing. Again, it's a huge avodah, and apparently these ideas become expressed. That's what the Ramban points out, that the Sheba Mitzrayim, we can certainly see it through the Makos. Right? The Ramban writes, what's the tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim in order to be able to absorb Yisodas Amunah? What's the tachlis of the Makos? Yisodas Amunah. Right? The according to Ramban, the three, perhaps four, Yisodas of Amunah, Vavai Yisabore, Vashkochem Bore, Tcharoinesh, Emtas Nevuah. So that was, according to Ramban, that was the purpose of all the Makos. So that's the purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and that's the purpose of the Kura Barzel. They put us in a situation where we will have no spakas. And Lil Seder, I don't have to happen much that night, but the person has to come to an appreciation that having these Yesodas Amunah and being Meshubet to Ribono Shalom was worth the Shiva. I don't know if I would make that choice. It's a dargah. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu is expressing. I mean, no. What else?
Yeah, go ahead. I wanted to
I think both are correct. I think that there's the mitzvah de raisa of sipur does not require a specific text. Right? The mitzvah de raisa of sipur is at most the story. It might be mugdor by avichus dvar. It might be, but probably the mitzvah de raisa is what the Rambam says, kol marba harizim meshubach, but not a specific text. Mitzvah l'saper benisim and nefloys shenasa v'seinu v'lel chamishos mitzvah l'hidi l'bonim v'il lo yisholu. So that's the din d'raisa. And then the din d'rabbanon is probably maschil b'gnus v'sayim b'shvach. Mitzvah the Rabbanon is to darshan the parsha Rami Yehudavi. Kol mishle amr shloshe dvarim elu leyotzi lechei vosei. Part of the mitzvah deiraisa. So the mitzvah probably is not the chiyuvei mitzvah deiraisa without a text. But there's the key mitzvah the Rabbanon to read the text. Why do I say that? Because the Gemara discusses shemei kona in the context of CBT's Mitzrayim. So it sounds like that there is a mitzvah to read to learn Arif Sachem, to either read it or be Yotzi Vayishmei Kona. Again, would I encourage every 9-year-old to read every single word? Probably not. Would I encourage people around the table to read every single word? Probably not. Probably that's going to be counterproductive. Probably if you force everybody to read every single word, then it'll end up doing less of the CBT's Mitzrayim. But the Rabbanon is probably to read or to hear every single word. And not like here's a Megillah probably, but not fine. But that's the probably key message of Rabbanon. There's a discussion amongst the Svarim. Many families that do not, many families that on Shabbos and in Yom Tov are Yotzei Kiddush through Shomei Ka'ona, and Lil Seder will have everybody read the Kiddush to themselves. Same idea, because in Lil Seder the Kiddush becomes part of the Seder Erev, which may require reading. Again, when the Kaim Shemei Ona, the more discusses that the Shemei Ona works. Lachar then indicates that there is a need of the text. Very. I think there is a sheet of that. Lachain Ficha Kisha Yisod Kisha Sod on Malayla. According to Rambam, I've not seen people do that. Probably it would take away from Simchas Yom Tov. Something we say, we don't find it so comfortable. Probably because nowadays there are more quotes that there is a. We sought to get the Rabbi Yah. That is, nowadays we don't have to do a seva. So probably, since it's clear from Chazal that a seva is essential for the mitzvahs ha'erev, so we do a seva then. Because it also sounds like that if we don't do a seva, then we may be losing a key even in the mitzvah de'iraisa. Excuse me. Right at the end, the Vishtor Achilosaim in haste of Arizim Shubach, the Mab in the Tzarch, he has to go back over. So it seems to be that the Rambam says there is a preference, and it would seem to be that, I guess there are people who stick to the Rambam, but probably the Chachmei Ashkenaz saying that we only should do a Seba, only need to do a Seba during the Mitzvah Salilah. So that so that is there a heater? It's like all he durim. If Alenia's daiti, if a person says I'm going to follow Shitas Ram in this case, so I would think it's only a heater if it enhances his Lel Seder. Right? And if it detracts from the Lel Seder, so I don't think it'll be a heater.
So Rabbi mentioned before that it's pretty much only something that's cooked in water can be a meat.
Probably. I don't know. I'm not sure. Somebody, you have recipes where a lot of water could be other gravies and juices. But the Shechta says that the bottom half should be sitting in this liquid.
So if it's in a frying pan and they're like,
so deep fried, that's probably boiled via oil. That's probably. If it's pan fried, then probably it's a form of cicada, probably.
Even if there are a lot of sauces and.
No, if there's a lot of sauces, so then. I don't know the Metzius, but it sounds to me that if there are a lot of sauces, then that would not be considered to be fried. But. Why is this in a frying pan? I don't know.
Why is halal split up?
What's
the nature of this halal? The suya
is halal. So there's a famous, there's a well-known tziv. There's a brisker rub. It's a tziv and a brisker rub. The tziv suggests that the reason why the halal is split up is because with Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu was mechadesh through us a new concept in, I guess, in people's thinking. With Yitzias Mitzrayim and with Nesinas HaTorah, Kadosh Baruch Hu was mechadesh the idea that a person can be an Eben Hashem with Kadosh Baruch Hu's physical world. That a person could be Mekadesh Sechol. He thought that before Yados came on the scene, so a person, their religions were living lives of spirituality had to be devoid of lives of physical enjoyment. But the monastery monk ascetic concept. And that Klal Yisrael introduced the idea that one can be an Ovid Hashem and celebrate the Ribbono Shel with a Suda, with even Achilles Karbonis to some extent. So, in order to establish this idea as being a core idea, so the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim, when we celebrate the birth of Klal Yisrael, we celebrate the birth of this concept. With one of the great contributions that Klal Yisrael made to world religions, the Kadosh Zechor. So by saying before we do the Suda, the Suda is going to be part of our halal. The Rebbe used to point out that he thought that's pshat in Kiddush B'Mokim Suda. That when it's Mekadesh, the Suda's Shav, Suda's Yom Tov. So that's the Netziv's Mahalach. The Brisker Rav's Mahalach is to say that there are, this we can look at in greater detail tomorrow, because it's a very beautiful Brisker Rav.
Excuse me.
That there are two kinds of halal and halacha. There's the halal, the different, the chasm sefer is a similar approach, it's a little bit differently. The brisker rav's approach is the halal shel shira and halal shel kriya. The chasm sefer's approach is the halal b'shas aneis, halal azecher aneis. And the halal shel kriya means yom tif, we say halal. Halal shel shira means I was just saved. So now I give a Birchas Hadah. So the two ways in Halal can be used. Halal can be recited, as I would say a way of evoking certain emotional responses, evoking Haidah and Hakaras HaTov. That's the Hallel Shel Kriya. Hallel Shel Shira is that the Hallel is a response. Right now, we just had a tremendous Yeshua. We say Hallel right now. Right, Brich LaGoyimel is the form of a Hallel Shel Shira, not a Hallel Shel Kriya. So when I'm saying that, I don't know if it's the Brisker Rav or the Talmid Brisker Rav, but it's a Brisker Mahalach. Is that Hallel Leil Seder is different in several ways. Number one, it's Hallel Balayla. And there's Hallel Night. They also say Hallel Shachris. Number two, the Hallel is split over the meal. And number three, the Hallel has no Bracha Rishayna. So Brisker Rav explained that that's because the Hallel of Leil Seder, the Hallel Shel Shira. Hallel, Pesach, morning, that's Hallel, it's a Yom Tov, take Hallel. That's the mitzvah, take out your Sidurim, your Machzorim, and say Hallel. Trying to evoke a sense of Mo Ashiv LaHashem, Kol Tag Meloy Eloy. The Hallel Leil Seder is Chayiv Odom, La'os, Asmik Elios Mitzrayim, is that there should be a moment of, or should be more optimistic, there should be a pervasive sense of a person benefiting from the Ribbono Shel Olam, benefiting from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Again, if one takes it to the full 9 yards, a person has actually achieved Yetzias Mitzrayim. One is not as optimistic. It's at least that a person comes to a personal sense of when a Kadosh Baruch Hu extended to him Yeshuas and how he or she grew through those issues and how that shaped and phrased who a person is. I suggested a vort in Shabbos. In Parshas Tzav, we have Korban Toda. Right? Korban Toda in Parshas is like an add-on. You go through Vayikra, and you cover all the Korban except for Korban Toda. Tzav, Chazer, all the, I said in Shabbos, and Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's a great Rebbe. According to Ramban, that was all. Those were the shiurim during the shivas, the 7 days of Miluim before Shemini. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the shiur in Vayikra, and then he had Chazor shiur and Tzav right away. And then Kadosh Baruch Hu knew that no one likes the Chazor, so in Tzav he gave a chiddush, and every single shiur he went back over Ola. He gave a chiddush about the Eish Tamar Tukad Boy. Went over Korban Chatas, Rashi says, I think a certain Chiddush in some of the Solom something. So he gave Chazor Shir, but each time he said a new Mahalach. So the only thing which sticks out is Korban Toda. Could be, you'll say, Korban Toda is the form of a Shlomim. And that's where it's the Chazor and Shlomim, that's the Chiddush of the Shlomim. But it looks like that the Korban Toda is its own entry. So why is the Korban Toda relegated to the middle of Parshas Tzav? So I suggested in Shabbos that it's right before the Minchas Chinuch of the Korban, of the young Kohen. So I thought perhaps the pshat is that every Korban Toida was also Minchas Chinuch. Every Korban Toida was Hakora Hasatov Alei She'Avar. But if a person goes through a Yeshua, a person's life is saved, so then he has to look at life in the future differently. The person goes through a difficult machla, chonel islan, and then he comes out of the machla and he's healthy. So this korban toid is not only a koras atov, it's also minchas chinuch. It's also, how is my life going to be different? That's how a person can sometimes have matzah umurim yechlu, has a very difficult parsha, and the parsha is over, and then he finds that he's going to find greater, he's going to pursue greater ambitions, different kinds of ambitions. He finds a greater gravitas to life. So then he's talking, that's the Korban Barzal, that's the Korban Yechlu. would he have chosen the machel? Probably not. Did the machel put him in a better place? Probably yeah. So the so the halal is a halal b'shas hanes is the halal, the sense of gratitude that one feels right. So chayiv odom laharos is obviously listening to Mitzrayim. He doesn't wait till the next day. Right now he's saying halal. So that's the mahal of the brisker of. A spontaneous halal you don't make a bracha and you don't wait till the morning. So why is this halal balayla? Because if when a person finishes magid, he's supposed to have a sense of kilu yotzei Mitzrayim. Let's say halal. You don't say baruch atah Hashem with Moshe Kedushan Moshe Vitzivano. No, it's a spontaneous expression of halal. So there's no bracha then. So it's ki'ilu a person that can't wait to say the halal after the suda. So that's the malach of briskulo. Malach of many darshanim is that the end of halal, the beginning of halal is halal mitzvah. And the end of halal is referring to Yemes HaMashiach. That's the other mahal. Then he read.
The guidelines of, say, writing Halloy, or Torah, maybe writing Gemara, underlining stuff.
Good, so glad you reminded me. I think I would want everybody to write up over the course of Venus Manim one sugya. It'll be part of the final. To write up one sugya. And you can do whatever. You can either write a chiddush. There's a bit of a spot in the Beis Yitzchak, and the deadline is very Pesach. So email him to they said that he'll give it after Pesach. They shouldn't be working on anybody's over Pesach. So they tell him they shouldn't be working on Pesach. So it doesn't matter whether it's Erev Pesach or Matzoi Pesach. Same thing with Yavi. So I think that's a good. Rav Moshe used to say, I think he actually wrote this, that when they asked Rav Moshe what should the yeshiva do bein hazmanim, so he would say, go to the rabbi's mishnayos shir. If you're in Bergen, you have to listen to this, but outside of Bergen, you should listen to this. That what he's saying is that when a yeshiva bacher goes home, very often he goes back to his shul. It's past him to go to the rabbi's mishnayos shir, but because he's learning, chayim, he's doing Birka Shmuels, he's doing Avulchanan. He's going to sit next to the balabas. And so Rav Moshe was saying that. By the way, I understand Rav Moshe. He's saying it's all true, but look at the other way around. Look what happens if the Rav gives a she gives a nice, very nice shirim. He gives good shirim, the shirim that are good for the balabat. So if every yeshiva bacher charges out, so then it creates an atmosphere of I can do better. And it may be true for the yeshiva bacher. But his father, right, his uncle, his cousin, his brother, they could do better saying in the shir. So if, can you imagine if all the yeshiva bacher will come to their home communities, if they would minchan marav, they would stay in here this year. See, that would create such a covenant Torah and such a sense of this is where I'm supposed to be this year. I'm prepared to share for me. I'm going to go to this year. Right. So, and that would be have such a I think that's what Rav Moshe was saying. It would have such an impact on. So many people who don't go to the shir and don't do something better than the shir. So the emotions, that's a huge thing that a person can accomplish. And then, again, the emotion doesn't write this, but then if that becomes something to discuss, who's one's father, his uncle, his brother? Look, so in the shir, what the impact it would have. And then there'll be people who will. They'll listen to the rabbi's shir and they'll enjoy it. Happens, and they'll come next time. and they'll stay here another shiur. Right? So that was Rav Moshe's, that's the first thing that being Ben Hazmanim. Next Ben Hazmanim, you have to do Hilchos Chag B'Chag. That's Chazal's curriculum. So they, Chazal say, and there's probably a special Siyata Deshmaya that one has from the Hilchos Chag B'Chag. Exactly what one does. So one does what will make the Chag more meaningful. If it'll be more meaningful by learning Kitzur Halachas, good. If it'll be more meaningful by learning in the Nesivas Shalom, by learning Sisei Chaim, whatever speaks to a person. Right? There's so many Sfarim out there. Whatever speaks to a person. Right? Even means downloading sheets from the internet, whatever. Even that. Right? So, if one can sink one's teeth into something, whether it's a sugya or whether it's Divrei Machshava, that's Hilchos Chag B'Chag. It changes the Yom Tov. And then for us, we should try not to entirely lose the Ritzifus of Ksuvus. So, to Chazer Ksuvus, to write up a sugya in Ksuvus, beginning to end, one sugya. Now, and that's mutter to write in Chol Hamoed. Because that's called the Dover Oved. The person learns something and doesn't write it out. So we all know it's so hard to reconstruct even 5 hours later sometimes. A day later, 2 days later. So learning and writing is a Chofetz Chaim writes in the Be'er Halacha. So the Chofetz Chaim writes that he won't remember his Chidushim if he doesn't write the Chol Hamoed. So Chofetz Chaim was afraid, right? That if he'll have a machshava and Chol Hamoed, he will not remember Yisro Chag. If the Chofetz Chaim was afraid of that, then can you imagine what we have to be concerned about? So those are the basic guidelines of writing Chol Hamoed. It's a Dover HaOved. So the person has to do a paper that's going to be due after Yom Tov. Same thing. So the person reads. The person is reading something in the news. Preparing something. So then, for a class, if you don't take notes, you're not going to remember. So the taking of the notes is to make sure that one's reading is not going to be le'ibud. So that's a mutter. At the same time, it cannot be machavim lach le'moyed. As let's say the person's a paper, so one can't say, Chol Hamoed is a good time to write the paper. One can begin the paper today, tomorrow, and then. But one can't say it's due mitzray, therefore I will plant it as a chavim lachta. Alright?